Happy New Year. Today is the first day of the new liturgical year, a very special liturgical year for us. It is the beginning of a new holy year of grace, of redemption, the year 2025, which is also the 50th anniversary of this diocese. And in addition, many things that have to do with this parish and shrine. And so we have much to be thankful for, much to prepare for, and all the sacrifices that we have to offer are wonderful and not enough, in a sense, for all these wonderful graces that God is lavishing upon us, like waterfalls. In the introit of today's Mass, this first Sunday of Advent, to Thee, O Lord, I have lifted up my soul. In Thee, O God, O my God, I put my trust. Let me not be confounded. Let me not be put to shame. And how wonderful that is, that we need to plead to God, beginning with this very first day of the year, to be protected from all the evils that surround us. And there are too many to count. But of course, the readings of today, and we have already seen it last week, we see it again somewhat today, the whole liturgy is about preparation for the Advent, the coming of Christ, the Son of God, the first coming, which happened already 2,000 years ago. And of course, there is a second coming. That's what really concerns some people who are scared out of their wits because maybe they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing and they realize that they're going to have to pay up and there's no way they can escape that. The second coming is that which happens at the end of time, from the time of Christ and his ascension into heaven. The Apostle, St. Paul especially, but others, and many saints, have been predicting the second coming. The horrible things that will happen. And of course, the more you are in sin, the more you have not repented of sin and confessed your sins, the more you are in trouble. Remember that. You know, a lot of people, they figure, well, if I don't go to confession to the priest or to canon, and he doesn't have to know about this and that, which I hate to tell you, I already know, then that's fine. I'll be fine. Everything will be taken care of. And boy, do we fool ourselves. It is not funny. It is not even hilarious, but to a certain degree, it is. How people think that they're fooling somebody, and of course they're not fooling anybody except God, I mean except themselves. They're not fooling God, they're not fooling me. So remember that, because this is a time to prepare for the coming of our Lord. Now St. Bernard speaks of the third coming, and that third coming is the coming of Christ to each and every one of us through the very special gift of sanctifying grace. Every day we can receive many, many graces. And of course we speak here about indulgences and so forth and avoiding purgatory. Well, that's exactly what that is, the third coming of Christ. But St. Paul very, very rightfully, of course this weekend is very appropriate to have the first Sunday of Advent when we have had, perhaps, hopefully not, the bacchanalia of the secular feast of Thanksgiving. When people eat and eat and eat and eat, and they come out with their stomachs bigger than the turkey that they just ate. And then they drink and drink and drink, and they roll out of their houses, and hopefully nobody has had an accident. Either way, that's exactly what St. Paul is speaking about. Wake up from your sleep. It's time now. The Lord's coming. His return is now closer than when you first believed. And of course, there's many people here who are converts, who are in the process, some of them, of converting. What do you think that means? And that means that he will come a lot sooner than when you first believed. And his second coming, not the third, the third is by grace. You can receive many graces every single day. The third is very available if you so wish. If you're in the state of grace, if you go to confession, if you go to communion, if you go to Mass as often as possible, say as many prayers, the rosaries and chaplets and so forth. And today, of course, or yesterday, we began the beautiful Christmas prayer on the Feast of St. Andrew. We have many, many opportunities for grace. But here we have some St. Luke, and we will see it again, some of the things that are going to happen. And this sort of scares people. They don't know, what am I going to do? Well, you don't have to worry about it if you're in the state of grace. God will take care of you. The Blessed Mother will take care of you. If you're in the state of mortal sin, not even God can help you. So we need to be in the state of grace. And so we have many, many things for which to thank God. And all the time, God inundates our lives with opportunities for his love, for following him, for accepting him the more, or for accepting him the first time. Without that acceptation of Christ, there is no salvation. Without the sacraments, baptism and confession and the Eucharist, there is no salvation. It's not a given. And then in the meantime, God sends us all these opportunities. This weekend, I had a perfect opportunity, though I don't particularly cherish it, but I give thanks to God for it. I was visiting some parishioners and coming down the stairs, and my phone rings, and I usually would have just forget, but then I look at it, and it was Brother Jake calling me. And, you know, he only gets to talk like 5 minutes every 2 or 3 weeks. So I took the call, but that wasn't the reason. It was dark, and there were outside wooden stairs, and the last one, I didn't remember, was really steep. So I was holding the phone in my hand and to my ear, and all of a sudden he hears, "Oh no!" And goes, "Bum, bum, bum." And so I hit my hip, my left leg, and my head. And you know what? It didn't knock any sense into me yet. So there you have it. But if you think I'm in pain because of the cold, I love cold. It has nothing to do with the cold. I'm all bruised up all over the place. But this is an opportunity. I'm not telling you to complain. I'm telling you because these kind of little things that God allows us, he doesn't necessarily send them to us, but he allows them to us, are things that will help us to grow in the love of him. I mean, he wasn't exactly having fun on the cross or carrying that heavy cross or being whipped almost till he was dead or being crowned with horrible thorns. He wasn't having fun. He was suffering for you and me. And so whenever God permits us to suffer for him, we have an opportunity. These are moments of grace. These are the third coming of Christ to our lives that happen once a day or many times a day. Don't waste them. Wake up. You're closer now to his arrival than you were when you first believed. It's very important that we take every single opportunity, little and great, to grow closer to him, to grow more in love with him and his mother and his saints, and to be already from this earth, from this world, this theater of redemption, closer to the eternity for which we long. And this is all about what the season of Advent is around. It's about Adventus. He is about to come. That's what Advent means. He is coming. So we need to prepare. So let us not waste all the opportunities that God gives to us. Let us give thanks and let us grow in grace and grow in the mighty power of God. May the Blessed Mother, mighty mediatrix as she is, help us and help you to accept all that her Son Jesus Christ sends to you to help you to reach the eternity of heaven. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.